G'day guys, Dill here. This should not come as a surprise to anyone given he's one of the biggest and best sports broadcasts in Australia, but Brian Taylor's podcast, Life of Brian, is absolutely flying at the moment. Recently he's had on James Brayshaw, Tony Jones, his nephew and Sydney midfielder James Rowbottom, and even horse teeth Tommy Sheridan. Life of Brian is not just about the guests, it also provides a great insight behind the scenes of the football media and BT's life away from the mic. He's a very, very quirky man. Who would have thought picking up sticks is so important? The show is hosted by his son Harrison, and it's fair to say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree because Harrison gives Brian a run for his money. Life of Brian is a clubby sports podcast and it should be in your rotation. Illy XX.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week and he's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns.
Yes, Danny boy, my friend, my foe. How are you, buddy?
Just feet are back on the ground.
Yeah.
You've been floating, man, for a couple of days.
You had an impressive week, man.
Oh, the best, honestly, the
Dan's
best
March.
Week
What'd
of
you
my
call
life.
That?
Lid Dan, Patrol.
What?
Lid Patrol.
Lid Patrol,
man.
That was impressive.
Thank you. It was. Are we getting straight into it, are we? It was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
It was impressive.
We had maybe 40,000 on the march. At one point, I looked behind me. I was like, "There's half the MCG here."
Yeah.
It was crazy.
What happened on the weekend, Friday night? Did you you got the memo to rock up? Yeah. So was Carlton sent out an email for everyone to rock up? Did Melbourne forget their fans to come to
Love
the
that.
MCG?
That's good. That's
not
that's my guy, Woo-hoo. Man. That's my guy.
Hey, where are they? Where bloody Mount Buller or something?
You're in a bloody final, you morons.
Hey, get to the ground.
You
idiots. Oh my god, how embarrassing!
So, even when I got there, I was like, oh, I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Like, he only mustered like 30,000 people.
I got there and I was like, oh, okay, so we're in the Carlton section. Where's the bay next? Oh, yeah. That's a Carlton section. Like, maybe it's this half of the ground. And then I was like, oh, where's the cheese
This is
like?
A Carlton home game, but Melbourne are coming out last.
Yeah.
And like their MC's on, their song's playing, their lights are flashing. That's really weird. Oh, no, it's a Melbourne home game.
Yeah, that was weird. It was so weird that they just didn't come.
Eat it.
Yeah.
You eat it, you idiots. It was unreal. It was the best of my life, mate.
It was pretty hectic, man. You know who I'm best mates with now?
Nick Graham?
No, not Nick Graham. Do you know the boys in front of us? One of them was Blake Aker's brother.
Oh, my God.
I was fraternising with him throughout the game. I think I made out with him after it because I was just like.
Have I got a story? So after the game, I messaged the boys. I say, fella,
I messaged a couple of the boys too, to be honest.
I say, boys.
I was a bit drunk and I was like, you know what? They'll love to hear from me.
I do all the time. No, I say to the boys and I go, Blake Aker's is one. I said, man, I put
he
a story of him.
On Instagram
I was like, got that dog in you. That's my thing that I do. Like, you know, after a big game, I messaged, I put him up the story.
No, I'm mates with Blake
dog.
Aker's as well, man.
He messaged me and said, man, when you went off and like when the siren went off and you were celebrating, you had my brother in a headlock like for a long time. No recollection of that at all.
So his brother was sitting right near us.
So what happened is I kissed his brother.
I
made out with his brother. Yeah.
What is wrong with you? Like, have you guys done something where he just repeats my jokes?
When did you say you kiss him?
I said that like 30 seconds ago.
Did he? I don't know. See?
Anyway, I made out with his brother. That was fun. And we had a good night. So, yeah, I was pretty happy with it.
It was
in all honesty, pretty crazy. Experience.
It was a good game. It was a great game.
Their opinion, though. I don't think it's that good to watch footy on ground level at all. Like, I'd probably rather sit on the third level than the ground level. You can't see shit. You can't see anything.
That's a terrible call.
And I'm quite small.
That's
so
just
I can't,
a horrendous call.
I can't see through people's heads and stuff. It's like we were row HH.
I'm not standing by this call at all. I know what happens here. The people who gave us the tickets.
Come with me, man.
I'm not. Thank you, Sam, for the tickets.
I appreciate the tickets. What I'm saying is next time, you get your player issue tickets, let's get us up on level 2. Because I want to see like
the patterns.
I want to see the running pattern.
Yeah.
Bit silver spoon there.
It came off very like corporate spoon. Yeah. I didn't like that at all, that call.
Because I'm normally in the box.
Because you didn't want to march with me.
No.
Actually, I remember you specifically saying, I don't march.
Do
I'm
know,
not going to be part of that
no,
march.
I didn't say that.
So
do
you
know,
didn't rock up.
Do you know what was funny was when I had my ticket, as I said last week, I don't really normally line up or anything like that. And I was walking to the G and they're like, gate one. I was like, gate one? Never been, like, I don't know where the fuck gate one is. Like, normally I'm parking under it. Like, drive in straight to under Brunton Avenue, just drive in, get the elevator straight up. And I was like, where's gate one?
Yeah.
Where is this fucking thing?
It's very
like,
arrogant.
What, you guys
like,
line
you've got
up.
A very arrogant
like,
guy.
Where's your ticket? I was like, isn't this the ticket?
Oh, no.
Like,
Yeah. That's come off very salty. Yeah, I like that. That's fine.
And I was sitting on like level one. And I was like,
what's
how
this story?
Running patterns here?
Fuck.
And why is someone so close to me? Like, I'm normally up in the box.
It's honestly the best of my life. Like, looking back on it, it's the best thing. The march and the game is the best thing I've done in footy.
I've my, been my birthday's
drafted,
in March.
I've been drafted. I've kicked goals. I've ruined Brian Lake's career.
I had a better career than you.
I've ruined Brian Lake's career. I've almost taken Mark of the Year. I've been all Australian. I've represented my country. I've destroyed a nation in South Africa. But the march and that game was the best thing I've ever done in footy.
Yeah. I don't know if that's like...
No, it's
awesome.
I'm
not sure if that's like, you know...
Man, I met the best people in the world on that march. I walked with 2,000 absolute crazies and got around them. I was like, this is living. You are my people. This is the best thing I've done in footy. I love it. I'm a biggest enough man.
I would have loved to have done. You didn't invite me. You wanted it all to yourself.
You said you specifically don't march and you didn't want to march with us because you didn't want to talk to the people.
Oh, that Dan, don't.
You asked a lot of people
Dan,
asked if you want to march
start
with us.
That now that's silly. You know,
a lot of people said you were going to march with us and you didn't march with us. So that's okay.
You didn't invite me. You wanted it all to himself.
The people we rose and it was great. So
I'm trying to go this weekend. You don't want to go.
I actually can't go.
Why?
Well, we got something on Friday.
Oh, I said we'll go up Saturday morning.
And the flights. Have you seen
You've got
the
heaps
airfares?
Of money. You've got heaps
no,
of money.
I don't.
With all the sippy sales.
Yeah, that's right. Forgot about all those sales coming in. Man, there's so many, man. My house is just like full of sippy receipts. It's crazy how many sales we're getting. It's hard to keep up with them all, actually.
Oh, yeah, man. I feel you.
It's unreal.
Stuff as well.
It's unreal. No, I've got no money, man. I've got a wedding to pay for.
Yeah, so that's good. I saw Anna on the weekend.
She's looking hot. I said, oh, come to daddy.
Go, go, gaga.
Daddy likey. Come sit in the lap.
Wow. I wouldn't
Man, she's so hot. I love her. She's fucking the best person in the world.
Oh, she's very beautiful. She's
my best mate. I get to fucking make love to that. It's unreal.
I just don't know where to go from there, to be honest. I just don't know where to pick up from that.
Left turn, pound town.
All right. Okay, that's enough.
Population.
I was actually saying I saw Anna on the weekend. Okay, to see her and have a chat.
Nah, she's unreal. I love her. She's the best person in the world.
No, I'd actually say Juz is probably the best person in the world.
But Max, I'm with you on the Max thing, though. He's coming across a bit arrogant lately. How is he? Quick update.
He's so good, man.
Is he?
So
what's he
funny.
Doing? Has he got a job yet or anything?
No, no job. And everyone always asks when they see him in public. They're like, is Max and Tofu? Has he got a job? No, he's fucking 5 months old. Okay, shut the fuck up. But no, it's good. We had a really good weekend. Fuck, I had a big weekend, man. Because you boys didn't come to my place on the weekend again. The working bee.
Nah, there was no message sent.
Man, I had the biggest working bee on
but
the weekend.
But we put our money in, though, as well, for the sausages and stuff.
I know. I'll have to keep that now because I bought it all. Okay. And you guys didn't come. I had like so many sausages there. So what I was singing this weekend again, if anyone's keen, $300. I'll get all the food.
On top of the 150.
No, just 300 now. So
another
inflation.
150. Okay.
Inflation, yeah.
What sausages are they?
Angus, the porterhouse runs. And I think we'll go there this weekend. I have two chainsaws.
Yeah.
I had a handsaw. I cut down like legal trees, obviously. Down a heap of trees. And I'm putting up some plants. And I'm going to put up those things on top of the fence just for the neighbors. You know the
Spikes for the intruders and
not
the birds.
Not the spikes. They're like another bit of wood you can add on. To
yeah,
the top
I know
the
what you mean. And
like,
it's crossing over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A trestle.
That's actually what, no, it's not trestle, but it's something
it's like
that.
That, isn't
yeah,
it? A wood
yeah,
trestle,
that's
yeah.
That's really good by you.
Thank you. I know my stuff. Thanks. Yeah. Respect it.
So I'm going to go do that. I've got my drill bit. I've got my bugle screw.
You just got a drill bit?
No, I've got a drill as well. Yeah, and a drill bit and a bugle screw.
Oh,
and
my favorite
them straight
screw.
In because you put them in the bugles and they go.
Yeah. What are you rocking? Like a Ryobi?
No, I'm Makita.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Makita premium. Drills. Premium. And I've got drill bits and.
Nice. How many drill bits we got?
Oh, heaps of drill bits.
Cool. Yeah. So this is the footy episode.
Yes.
We're talking about drill bits.
Okay.
Mate, Melbourne.
Just a few things, Dan, as well. I'll just keep going. Okay. Both Melbourne and Port Adelaide.
See you later.
They're out of it.
See you later.
Nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah. Wait. Nah, 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 nah.
Hey, hey, hey. Fuck off. Piss off
being,
back to the pear farm.
You were being quite abusive.
Piss off back
to
Casey.
Yeah, after the game
beers.
You were saying get back
to
Casey.
No, I politely said, hey, go locate your cars and drive back down the highway to Casey. That's where they do live, some of them.
Yeah.
Does any Melbourne fan live in fucking Casey or not?
I don't think so. Not sure. All right, Monday headline, third place, Lachlan Neate said Simon Goodwin legally changes name to Simon Bad Loser after another year out in straight sets.
That is true. That is very true. I think we'll talk about them later. We'll talk about them later. Yeah, I've got some opinions on them.
Okay, I'm scared.
I'm not.
Second place, Thomas Hughes. Buckley suffers torn groin after having a foot in both camps catches up with him.
You need to pick one right now.
Give me to the end of the episode.
Nah.
No, give me to the end of the episode,
put
mate.
Put it in the ground, man.
No, give me to the end of the
episode. Sitting in the fence. You know what I'm saying? You sit in the fence.
Splinter in your ass.
You get a splinter in your ass. Mm-hmm. And trust me, I've had a doctor inside me, and you don't want to go down that path, man.
All right. I'll make a decision by the end of the episode. Speaking of my groin being torn, I'm in desperate need of a massage from Moff.
Moff.
And he still refuses to give him. And he's got the softest hands.
Soft, best hands, man.
No, we're fully booked out. So,
your hands are so
soft.
You're
such a good masseuse.
Yeah. Nah, really not.
And he brings his own oils and candles. It's unreal. And lights go off.
Yeah. I need a massage by you after
it's
this.
It's unreal.
First place, Tommy Stockman, former AFL star Daniel Gorringe, arrested and charged after he was found breaking into local homes and ripping the lids off everything.
Man, if they...
Do you think it's possible?
So... Is it possible? You are such a hater. See, the difference between you and me, deal, is mindset. I believe.
Oh, no, I mindset. I
believe. Anything's possible. If they make a grand final.
Diary.
A bit personal. What are you grateful for today, then? Man, if they make the grand final, look out.
You just said if they make the grand final, you fucking
sorry,
idiot.
When?
You fucking
when
idiot.
When they make it, look out.
It's going to be pretty hectic this weekend because it just will be. It's going to be good. Going to be good.
What about it?
Like, just the whole thing. I love prelim week. I think I love it more than grand final week.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Just fans. Mm. Someone said to me, if Dill brings up the fans over prelim week one more time, shut the... But like, just to redo the point, fans love prelim week. GF day is for the corporate.
It is. The corporate would hate a...
Because AFL give all the corporate tickets. There's a lot of people that just go that don't support the teams, whereas the prelim week is a lot of members.
It is.
You're sounding very corporate though at the moment.
Only, very corporate.
Only going level
I'm
two.
I'm
he's looking
I'm
for a ticket. That's why.
I'm a very, very common man that has...
Oh, a good expensive taste.
That has a...
expensive taste.
No, I wouldn't say expensive taste.
You've had
taste.
An expensive
that is,
bowl.
That is a very... good at weaseling and networking into corporate
give us
events.
The most like normal thing you've done lately, like as something that a normal one of us would do.
This kid came past the other day and I paid him $1,000 and I said just go get me some fucking milk or something.
Was that
he's
enough?
Like, oh, he goes like
that's not enough.
He goes, that's not enough. And I was like, oh, here's $3,000. Yeah. Okay. Can I just say that's a Ricky Gervais joke? Yeah. So just before someone
rips you for it.
Rips me, yeah. That's a Ricky Gervais
very
joke.
Funny.
I don't know him personally, but I do like his content.
All right.
That's from Ricky Gervais.
Let's talk about the game here, because I was
yes,
there.
Yes, I was at the game.
Mate, bloody beer shortage after the first quarter.
Oh, no. I literally was like,
everyone said you were didn't want to take photos with them.
Why?
Because you had a few beers and your rule is you got two rules.
No
photos after 10 and no photos with beers.
Yeah.
So you take any photos
with your rules, but yeah, no. No, that's not true.
Oh, mate, I was in the bar behind us just like, forget the footy. These beers are immaculate. Get around them. Just sinking them, man. Oh, God. Head was thumping the next day.
Did you try one of those lemon squash
They gave
things?
Me gas. They were very gassy.
They were very
drinks.
Nice.
They were nice. They were pretty strong as well.
I had a couple of them. I was like, oh.
I know. We were all a bit sideways in level one, weren't we? All six of us, just a bit.
It was a bit of a movie.
Man, it's such a blur, man. It's like Project X in level one.
We were sitting there going, as we go on, you remember all the times we had together.
Man, that, I'll never forget that.
I'll never forget as we were doing that.
Level one, man, just us.
Oh, I love level one.
Drinks,
I love level one. It's so much fun.
Just
because with the corporate
drinks.
Fat cats, you don't sing along like that.
Nah, you don't get
in the
your,
box. You don't do that.
You don't get your headlocks in level one.
You don't get to
drinks.
Make out with Blake.
Yeah, you don't, which we both did. You don't get your beer thrown on you when the siren goes.
No, that was fun.
You don't get. Did you end up on the other side of the?
That was Blake's.
The road?
That was Blake's brother.
I saw you end up over there. Wow.
Who's Blake? Who's Blake? Blake who?
No. For the blank. Blake?
Blake.
What's his last name?
Akers. Blake Akers.
Oh. I was.
Okay. I was in the movie.
Yeah,
I was
true.
Nah, Blake Akers' brother. We had some fun.
Tell you what, Melbourne would have won if it was a contest of kicking points.
Melbourne would have won if it was least fans at the game.
Yeah. Melbourne would have won if it was trying to outdo you.
Yeah. Yeah. Say the same thing.
If it was who had the less fans there.
I think I said that.
I'll tell you what, I kissed Blake Agger's brother.
Yeah.
as well.
Yeah, I think I did that too.
Man.
I think you did it first.
So good.
What else? Sam Walsh is a superstar.
Man. Yeah, Dior. He's a
what
gun.
Is the Dior thing? What is that? Like, is it a thing?
I don't
inside
know.
Inside joke, is it? Because I'd know it if it was.
I'd do because the boys messaged me. Yeah, and
me
they're like,
they told me that.
You know the story behind it.
I know, but we can't say it.
Yeah. It's actually, it's embargoed, the story.
Pretty fucked up.
We can't say it. Yeah, it's mental. Yeah. It's from one of these nights we had. It's like the fucking movie
night. Blake Akers wins the game. De Koning had a coming of age game, stood up. I think he was pretty better in, against the Swans, but still very good. Kicked
he had
two
a great
after
first
half
quarter.
Time, or two
nah,
in the
two in the first quarter. We were struggling and. Tom De Koning said,
just on the tickets that Sam got us, Sam Docking.
Don't backtrack, mate. You've said what you've said.
No. I would have said, like, thanks again for getting us the tickets, but like, I would have rathered them a little bit on the wing a bit more because, like, we were in the forward pocket and it's just very hard to see the other end of the ground.
Just want to say to my very good friend, Sam Docking, thank you so much for everything you do for me, the tickets, and for the footy club. Because when your shoulder came out, I got my gratitude diary out and I was like, fucking thankful for Sam Docking.
I was like, little less carry on, mate. Get it back in and get out there.
Yeah, because have you done one before?
I've done two.
Have you?
Yeah.
Mm. I've done four Achilles.
Yeah, I've done two shoulders.
So I know that I messaged him because of mates. I said, how painful was it? And he said, like, not that bad. I said, I've done four Achilles. So I know pain.
Oh, I've done two shoulders.
I've done four Achilles, though.
Say, how long did you spend out with your shoulders? I've done four shoulders, though.
Okay.
Like, I did them twice.
Keep that in. So how long did you spend down with your shoulders?
How my shoulders? Yeah. I was out for a year, season each. Yeah.
So Doc was off for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's still like
it's different. Do you have the adrenaline though?
They didn't
want
to risk my shoulders.
No, because yours was in the VFL.
Yes.
Yeah, true. Mate, Joel Smith was tearing us apart. If Joel Smith had won that game against our back line, I would have lost it. Joel Smith was tearing us a new hemorrhoid.
You know who's really good? Brody Kemp.
Yeah, he has been very good. He got shown up early.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
It's hard to fucking see where I was, I'll tell you what. I couldn't even see the fucking game.
Oh, mate, yeah, things are going
to
be blurry.
I couldn't see shit. I had to go, Sam, thanks for the tickets, man. I'll go watch it when I fucking get on.
Oh, ungrateful. Ungrateful.
Silver Spoon
comes out again. He's changed. Ever since finals come around, the grand final's getting close. He's getting that corporate ticket.
Yeah,
he knows
I want the
it.
Corporate ticket. I really want the corporate ticket.
So, Deez, four finals lost in a row at the G. Is that right? Four in a row in the G.
Is that what happened?
Mm.
I couldn't see.
Yeah, so the Deez actually haven't won a final at the G since 2018.
They're scared of a big stage.
Thomas O'Reilly over here.
They're scared of a big stage, man. They don't like the lights.
People said we need to bag the boys out a bit more because we've been too nice to them. Like
when Sam's back next week.
Yeah, I know, but they said we've been too nice.
I'm nice to them.
No, fuck them.
You're off them.
I can't stand
them. So see you later, Melbourne. Go
Sam
get a
gives
forward.
Me massages.
True. He does.
He's over there for a massage course.
Go get a forward, Melbourne. Go,
yeah, Ben Brown.
He might get delisted this year, Ben Brown. He was healthy, wasn't he? So out of Ben Brown, remember when he kicked like 80 goals for North a couple seasons in a row? Did he win a Coleman?
I think he came second. I don't think he won one.
Man, his run-up's fucked. Maybe that's why he's not playing.
I kicked heaps of goals.
You did kick a lot of goals.
Giants Port, Giants Surge causes power outage. Adelaide Oval
did
to advance to prelim. I did watch this.
How
really
was it?
Good. Stephen Canelio.
Are they the real deal? Are they going to?
Yeah. I know I'm off to Collingwood supporter, but I think that, I honestly think they'll beat them.
That's a terrible matchup for the Pies.
Can I tell you something?
Go inside their psyche,
okay? Pies have had a week off.
Week is piss,
means
I say.
Week.
Yeah.
I think that they've had a week off. They finished on the ladder. There's all this positivity around it. But in all honesty, they beat round one in
Melbourne,
the finals? Melbourne.
Yeah.
Who weren't very great. And Pies should have nearly lost that game. They didn't even play very well in that. Giants and Carlton, you'd have to say Brisbane as well, probably three of the most informed teams. I don't think Collingwood are in good form.
The only thing is GWS only have like a 5-day break or something coming off.
They love it.
Shit,
free smoke.
Free smoke, bro. 11 venues, free
anytime,
smoke.
Anytime, anywhere, have this smoke, Moff.
But that's the thing,
what
man.
About Brits?
Collingwood are going to go, oh, we're about 2 weeks. We're so fresh. Giants are like, we don't give a fuck.
The Pies want me to do a march for them. They asked. I said, fuck off. How does that sound? All of you, go and piss off.
I think Giants win.
The Giants will get them. That's a horrendous matchup for Collingwood.
What's that? Is that the collie wobbles?
I'm losing my legs. What's that?
I'm so wobbly.
Yeah, it's looking bad. You've played two games.
Yeah.
This is it's Collingwood slander, but I don't like when you play two games in a month.
Same.
Fuck, we're on the same page today, man.
Yeah.
But I think Nick Dacos.
Shut the fuck up. You're just so biased, mate.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Super Mars. Okay, so Jesse Hogan's in form.
Jesse Hogan. Now, Punt Road Post Send an Instagram page. Great Instagram page. Motivational videos. Fantastic. Check it out on Instagram. Did a video today. I went for a while and it was about Jesse Hogan. Free smoke. And it was talking about Jesse Hogan, rising star at Melbourne. I think we forget how good this guy was. He was like, he was the number one pick. He and Jack Martin went pre
supplement.
Supplements. It was when that rule came in that like
zone.
Yeah,
John. Something weird like that.
Gold Coast Suns had access to 2 17-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, three, I think. So
Martin, Hogan, Crouch. Gorringe.
No, it was Martin, Jack Martin, Jesse Hogan.
Oh, I went pick 10. That's right.
Yeah, these are top three. But this was 17-year-olds. Was Martin actually a part of it, or was it just?
Nah, Martin was to Martin Gold Coast. Was.
He went to Gold Coast. Hogan went to Melbourne, and Crouch went to Adelaide. Brad Crouch. That was. Yep. Anyway,
that worked out well.
So Jesse Hogan won the Rising Star in his first year, kicked something like 60-something goals or something in his second, like, you know, second in the column, and obviously had a bit of stuff go on later, had a bit of a shit run at Fremantle, father passed away, he had testicular cancer, had some mental health challenges, gone to Giants.
And they wouldn't have expected a lot out of him.
I think they paid pretty cheap to get him. I think even last year he was on a one-year deal and was like, got another deal, but like wasn't.
She was probably your 85 plus super top setup.
No, probably. I reckon a 120.
And a matchy. And a matchies, yeah.
Yeah. Which is the lowest you can nearly be on. Not sure about this at all, but just assuming. And now is probably the most informed
forward by a mile. Yeah. I haven't watched one of their finals games at the moment, but from all reports.
Mate, he took some awesome grades.
The Giants are coming. They're storming home.
We're the Giants.
The mighty Giants. And we're here. To show you why, we're the Giants, the bloody Giants, and we're here to show you why. I think maybe Porter just shit though. Is that just coming to the equation at all? Porter, horrendous, man. Let's address the elephant in the room.
I don't like your hatred towards Porter.
Nah, I think we can all agree that was piss poor.
Well.
And they do it every year. Hey, guess what? Hey.
They get tired, I think.
And you've signed Ken for 2 years. That, and there's
who
a
said something
coming.
Today? There's a coach saying something today that Ken's a good average coach.
Poor do it every year. They come out and just play their grand final April, May, June.
I swear I say that all the time. Is he just saying what I say?
When do you say that? You haven't said it, have you?
I say that every week.
Do you? I don't think you do.
I do. I say that every week. Mm. So,
it's because you're on fucking 40 different footy podcasts, and I'm not really sure what the fuck you're saying in each one. And the comments I'm reading, the things are, Deal's awesome when we hear the same thing in his first podcast, and then we get to list cloggers. We've heard the same fucking record.
Oh, it's fucking like 200 plus, you fuckwit.
Yeah. It was awesome when he said that in the first fucking Monday episode. He's still running with it by Thursday. It's sick as.
I reckon I tip the different things in different shows if people actually listen. All right, interesting talking points, events to fill the episode.
Holy fucking Reddit off the thing. Holy shit.
Zach Butters has come under fire for his actions towards a Giants trainer throwing a chair and bottles away from his run-up. What do you guys think of that? Obviously, it's not a great look. He's one of my favourite players in the comp, but in fairness, probably should have got out of the way.
Yeah, I agree with you. I saw it, yeah. I'm just waiting to fill the episode. How much filling do we have to do?
A bit
in brackets as well. In brackets highlighted. Yeah, you're right. I saw it. I don't have a problem with it. Get out of the way. Come on. You guys don't have a set shot. Here's another filler. A huge number of LA Crows fans showed up to the game in tradie shirts, high vis, and anything orange to support the Giants. That's really good. Giants social teams are best in the league.
Best in the league.
They're so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was actually quite a bit of controversy with the Giants social team because obviously they've taken a bit of a rogue approach to gaining new supporters.
I liked it.
I did. And then a bunch of the Adelaide fans got a bit rowdy in Giants gear and started beefing with the Port Adelaide fans at Adelaide Oval.
That's fantastic. Great. Good on them. I love that. I love the controversy there.
Harry Sheasel wins North's biggest shinboner award, BNF.
No, he's the biggest boner.
What? Is this a good or bad thing for the club, do you think?
Harry, well, if he's got a big boner, it's a good thing.
No.
That's how we need to recruit going
player.
Forward.
When was the last time a first-year player won the BNF? That's incredible. When you see North put up his highlight.
I think many votes I get that first year. Nah, I was just off it, I think.
Yeah,
I came up in 44.
It's pretty incredible.
Off. Yeah. That's no secret. They have a horrible list.
Is it true that Jordan Dawson is going North Melbourne? Is that right? From Saints? From Swans? Jordan.
From Adelaide.
Jordan.
Jordan Dawson.
Jordan Dawson's leaving Adelaide as the captain.
Dylan Stevens.
Dylan Stevens. Dylan Stevens is going to North Melbourne.
He'll go. North have the budget. Hawthorn have a budget. They're going hard at everyone.
Robbie Williams does another tribute.
Yes.
This time to De Koning.
Yes.
That was bloody awesome.
That was good.
De Koning.
What was the song again?
Oh, the best one was the best thing. Like, I was actually like lolling out loud when it goes over and plays the Vossy Bop for Vossy.
Yeah,
I was
loved it.
If someone doesn't get around that this week, like.
They have to.
Yeah, that was so funny, the Vossy Bop.
He's very
Bop
invested,
thing.
Robbie Williams, yeah, isn't he? Yeah, should do a Goring. I hope he does like a Goring run this week.
Out there, I'm sure everyone's aware of this, but do you know why that is?
Why?
Like, why Robbie's so invested?
Mm.
It's because Michael Voss, his like favorite person in the world is Robbie Williams.
Mm.
And when he came out to do the grand final last year or something, he met him and told him, and that's how why he's invested
loves
in the
him.
Club. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I love when celebrities come out here. It's just a race to fucking put a Guernsey on them.
How smart how is it is though? It? How smart is it for like, not the AFL, but how smart is it by Robbie to just do that? Like, that wins Australian fans forever.
Mm.
Even if it's a different team. Like,
we're an easy market to capture.
Oh,
we're
so easy.
Just, we're very gullible. Just put a Guernsey on them, we're yours.
Communals.
Yeah.
Lily Jacob said Blake Akers deserves a statue in the middle of Lygon Street.
He did. You
hard
see,
to say that's not. I reckon his brother deserves one.
Yeah, see Motlop walking down Lygon Street. What a tactical walk.
Who did?
Motlop. He walked down Lygon Street
Jesse,
after the game.
Did he? Very good.
Very, very smart. I would have done the same.
Good. Marcus G said Jesse Ogan is an underrated gun. He's had all the talent to kick Jedos into a granny thought. Well,
we've spoken about
him. Fucking said that.
Mm, we said he's very good. He's going to be a very good player for a very long time.
God, listen to the episode.
Riley Havers. Where are the Cartons? The Mighty comes,
and we're here to show you why. Very good.
Very. Everyone loves your singing.
And Rosie said, "Cosy Pickett trying to murder the whole Carlton roster on Friday night."
Cosy, very undisciplined.
He nearly ran through Cripper's body head.
I don't. Oh, he's such a good player. It's just not tough in a final to do that. You know, don't give. He gave away 350. He's got reported and a goal.
But he still nearly won it for him.
He gave away 5 goals.
Pretty good, though.
Very good.
Deck Lyson. Pies versus Blues Granny would be the greatest of all time. Lions versus Giants would be miserable for
Mate.
The league. Thoughts, potential corruption ahead of us.
Lions v. Giants. I might as well just take the sleeping bag there and have a nap for 3 hours if that happens. It can't be Lions v. Giants. I know there's Lions and Giants fans, and I know you're going to be happy.
It'll sell out either way, though.
You know, I don't know.
It would 100% sell out, man.
I don't think so. Nah.
Yeah, but like corporates. Corporates, man, like all of us, we're going to be getting the boxes. And
I think the one question that a lot of the people had was, we all know the AFL is corrupt.
It is.
Are there going to be a couple 50-50 decisions that go the way of Collingwood and Carlton?
100%.
To ensure that they make the grand final?
We know the umpires like to do some dodgy things.
No.
They sway the game a little bit, so I can see.
I, for one, for someone who has a great partnership with the AFL.
Oh, you work for them, that's
right.
They
are a great organisation.
I think they're dodgy. So
is that because they don't work with you?
No, I don't want to work with them.
Okay.
That's the issue, mate. No, I don't know. Like, Pies Blues would be the best result. Lions Giants would just be like awesome fun. But what are we doing? You know? Could you honestly say you'd be excited? Actually, you would. You like Giants.
Yeah, I love the Giants.
Could you honestly say you'd be pumped for a Lions and Giants grand final?
Not a chance.
No.
But even then, like, I would not want Collingwood Carlton as a Collingwood supporter. I don't think you guys would want it as a Carlton supporter either.
You don't want Collingwood Carlton?
Nah.
Why? It'd
be way too stressful.
Mate, yeah.
Nah,
that'd be like the biggest thing that's
ever
happened.
Yeah.
Like, I was saying it on one of my other footy podcasts. I think it was like podcast 34 this week.
Yeah.
Was, I don't know if we can get this stat. We still didn't find it out. But when was the last time two Melbourne teams played, like in the Big Four, Richmond, Essendon, Carlton, Collingwood played in the grand final?
Well, the Giants, 2019, prevented that with the Pies and
true.
The Tigers.
That wasn't the question. Off.
They're going to do it again.
I said, when was
it again.
What did I say? When was not the last
time?
Or
when
grand
final.
Yeah, so I don't know why he's doing shit.
He's confused with the massage stuff.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah, look, and good on both teams. They can do it. If Giants and Brizzy get there, that is great for them, but it would be hard.
When was the last time two Melbourne teams played? Can we find that out? What do you reckon?
1990, yeah.
1990, so who was that?
Collingwood. Yeah.
Oh, Baby Bombers. Well, that was 2000, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's 2000.
1990. Well, that was the Shaw.
Tony Shaw. Dacos.
Wow. That's crazy. Interesting.
Peter White. Who's more disappointing, Port or Melbourne?
Yes.
Melbourne.
I'd say Port because haven't they gone down straight sets like every year?
So Melbourne, kind of.
They won a grand final, though.
But Melbourne did it wasn't their home game apparently on Friday, but that was
a quite a, not that they're in the big four at all, but Melbourne Bulldogs, only the two Melbourne teams, are they playing in bloody Perth?
Mm, yeah.
What the hell?
I know. I think Melbourne, it was disappointing for Melbourne. They're in trouble, Melbourne, going forward.
They're going to be good for a long time.
I don't think they are. I think they're in all sorts next year.
Ever since you said that, they haven't.
They've been terrible for a long time.
Yeah, they haven't won a lot.
They're doing it in spite.
True. Andy Kelly, who cares about the footy? How good is it to see Ange ball for Tottenham?
Yeah.
Have you got any thoughts?
I do love Tottenham. Yeah, I actually have been watching them. I'm more of an Arsenal guy, but Tottenham, Ange ball, 4 wins, 1 draw, 0 losses.
Is that right? Well done. That's very impressive if it's right.
Yeah.
Is it right? And what do you like about the movement of the football? Is it just
fast paced?
Is it, yeah.
Clean.
Did you hear their winner last night?
Yes.
How they won?
Yeah, it's good.
Mm. What happened?
Score more goals. So the other one is, you see Ange talk about that great quote.
How could I miss it?
It's fantastic, wasn't
fantastic.
It?
Fantastic.
Is it good? Did you guys hear it? The quote? No, it's good. He's just talking about life. It's getting very philosophical, wasn't he? I really enjoyed it.
Mm, it's very deep.
I haven't. What is
it? It was good.
Quote?
Oh, he's just talking about.
Probably giving a body slide, mate. Touch Thailand.
His dad was. He said he's just talking about his dad was sick, and he's just saying that everyone goes through things, and you know we're silly if we don't think that professional athletes go through things just like everyone else.
We do.
It's very good.
We do.
You do.
I mean, I don't even talk to my dad.
Just on athletes going through things,
yeah.
I did see a clip of you, Dan, on the Back to the Bench podcast.
Mm.
Yeah, when was that?
We opened up quite a bit, and I thought that was quite powerful.
I'm very deep, guys. I can get deep.
It's got a bit of substance.
I can get deep, man. I'm like a
well.
No, what's a way to put it that you guys would understand? I'm like a hemorrhoid before it comes out of its ass.
You're in there. You're right in there.
You know it's there, but it just takes like a bit of stress and a bit of tension for it to pop out. Yeah, and then when it does pop out, it bleeds and smells and just everywhere. I bought white.
Did we have any questions about from last week about Goz and his dad?
No, we don't.
Yeah.
I bought white underwear.
There was a question about if you invited your dad to the march.
Oh, no. He was busy, unfortunately.
He was
super busy doing other stuff, like literally anything else. I bought white undies.
He was in the car.
Yeah. He was waiting in the car for the game to finish, take me home. I bought white undies a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And obviously I've had the hemorrhoid situation going on.
Yeah.
So I've learned a lesson not to wear white undies, because what happens is when you put the nappy sand Anna has to do the washing, and she says, it looks like there's been a car accident here. Like, there is just blood and semen everywhere.
Why is there semen?
Well, the front's got a bit of semen. Man, there would have been so much semen in a Friday night.
All right, stop.
We've been just crusty as
Fesley 24, as a Pies fan, I'm nervous. Yeah, you should be. You're going to lose.
Yeah. James Lynn, do you think Cozzy Pickett should send the tarps and a rib removal deal DIY kit to Crippa to make up for the high bump? Surely flowers and wine are a bit outdated now. 100%. How good is getting the tarps out?
I don't want to know what that is, by the way.
Man, nothing better than just going to town yourself.
No,
eh?
No, okay.
Like, just treat yourself.
All right, Bucks, bow and arrow, brought to you by Dilly's Digits. Here we go, 13, 14, 15 this week, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck no.
And we've actually done a bit of research prior to
Can
the
we
show.
Can we stop,
so
seriously?
We'll go through
this is
them.
Shit.
All right, number 13, who comes to mind, everyone?
Blake Akers.
Blake Akers is there. Clayton Oliver. And Taylor Walker.
Not in the finals, don't care about them.
Okay, so 13 was quite a interesting number, by the way. Like, it just doesn't, I don't know if I like it. I wouldn't want to necessarily be number 13. But that was like literally it for number 13.
Great.
In terms of like.
Okay, that's good. I'm good. We're getting through it quicker.
14.
Nice.
Callum Mills.
Because normally what happens, you have to think about
Tim
these.
Tim Taranto. Toby Bedford.
Oh, nah. I think that he's a good player, but there's a better one than Toby Bedford.
There actually isn't.
There has to be a better
Mate,
14.
We went through them today.
No?
We went through them.
Really?
Yeah.
A 14.
We went through them. Tim Taranto, okay. Callum Mills, Toby. Like, Joel Selwood used to be 14. There's literally, mate, we went through them. We went on Wikipedia.
Wow, okay. If Wikipedia
says
so.
Read them out, Jared. Have you got any in front of you?
Ollie Hollins, super sub.
Like,
he'll get there.
Darcy Cameron.
Ruckman should be in.
Yeah,
doers
like that.
Jordan Ridley.
Oh,
not
all
bad.
Australian.
He's a good player. Yeah, he's a good player, but.
Okay, no, it's your segment.
He's on the finals.
It's your segment.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. And this was actually really challenging. 15, surprisingly, actually has some very good players.
I was 15 once.
Anyway. Sam Doherty.
Yeah, superstar, my
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, but doesn't get very good tickets.
No,
at
no,
the game.
He's the best.
So,
I love him.
No, I'm not rapped with him. Noah Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Taylor.
Yep.
Jaden Short.
Yep.
Dane Zorko.
don't know about the last one.
So who do you want out of
Zorko?
Those? Who do you want out of them?
Zorko. Zorko is 48.
He's 15
years old, isn't he?
Oh, you want him out?
Yeah, out of those ones.
Jeez, he's pretty good. I'm going to go Doc.
What? Out because of
no,
the tickets?
No, I'm saying the top three. I'm going to go Sam Doherty, Noah Anderson, and who out of Sam Taylor or Jaden Short? You have to go. He's just going to be fullback of the century.
Yeah. Yep.
Sam Taylor. All right, well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Great.
That's Buckers Bow and Arrow. That's Dilly's Digits. Now moving on to Buckers Bow and Arrow, brought to you by Dilly's Digits. Buckers Bow and Arrow. Fantastically, I actually have done some preparation this week. This week?
Get him, man. Get him. Launch it at him. Launch it at him.
Supporters.
Laughable. Abysmal.
Laughable. The main thing that my arrow is going to them this week for is the fact that the funniest thing I've ever seen is Carlton supporters, obviously, when Saad gets the ball, left footer, they go, oh, and it shakes the MCG.
Man, it was great. I was woofing hard.
I think the Melbourne supporters were trying to do that for Christian Salem.
No.
I swear.
It's embarrassing.
I couldn't hear it. It was like so faint, but they were doing that for Salem.
Were they even there?
I'm not sure.
Well, I don't think I saw one. Honestly, I remember my obviously Storm the G. I don't recall seeing one D support on the way in.
Neither.
I didn't see a scarf. No. I didn't see...
I didn't even see a cheese board.
No, I saw them on the outside when the game finished saying, we're off to the prelim.
Yeah. Oh, that was so funny.
It went so early on it.
Did you guys see that? They had a like outside, it was their home game, obviously. Their fans got to show up. But then it was...
Is it like D's are off to the prelim?
D's are off to the prelim, like on all the lights and stuff outside.
All around the LED lights.
Wait, like before the game ended?
No, the game ended.
Everyone's walking out.
Said D's into the prelim.
So some poor intern's gone early on it and just launched it.
I don't think even they rocked up to the game.
No, they didn't.
Forgot to change it.
I know. That's, good bow and arrow this week.
Thanks, man.
I've got a boner pick with something that I love here, and it's hard for me to do this.
Yeah, what are you picking?
Because I think we all know that I love SEN. I love waking up.
You love Gary.
Love listening to your Tim and your Gary.
Don't go with Gary and Tim.
I'm not.
Don't.
I love Tim and Gary. And we've got your Kane and your Nathan on the Mondays, and Kane and Kingy on Friday, or maybe it's Buckley again. I'm not really sure. I've got a boner pick with Hutchie. Man,
no.
Fucking stop putting ads in everything. The ads have to stop.
Don't, you got, mate.
Listen, I love a Stacks truck as much as the next guy, unless the next guy is Craig Hutchinson.
I'm mates with Hutchie.
Unless it's Hutchie. I don't love him as much as him. Listen to it this week and just see how many things they're spinning through SEN at the moment.
I think we're just jealous because we don't have any
No,
ads.
Kane Corns this morning couldn't say three sentences without getting 17 brand deals out. Here's my opinion. And before I talk about my opinion, get the McOpinion at McDonald's now. it's limited edition McPinion. It's hot and it's fresh. Now, the Melbourne Football Club, they weren't hard and direct. Not as hard as direct as CBU Insurance. I was like, oh my God, what are we doing here? I just don't want an ad every fucking 30
seconds.
I
enjoy the ads.
Hutchie, you've done... Shut up. Hutchie, you've done an amazing job. You've built this station from the ground up. You've done something that we've never, ever seen before. Like, you know, the AFL had the rights.
Your words, Dan.
You've taken the rights. You've made your own things. You bought NBL clubs. You've done this and that. But fuck the love of God, stop fucking running ads. I know there's a bit of a money issue at the moment, and that's your problem. Don't make it my problem at 6 a.m. in the morning.
But you love the programs?
I prefaced at the start. I've said it all year. I love the programs.
Yeah.
Let's just dial back the ads a bit. Or if you're going to run ads, don't make them so cheap. Make them premium so that if the big companies want to get them, they'll give you more money and there's less. And I can actually hear Kane's opinion on God knows what. Stop fucking doing it. Because it's doing my fucking head in.
Yes, that was AFL 760. Thank you, Denny.
Nice.
Great opinions this week. Some I don't stand by.
That was a blur, did I say?
I'm not really sure
what I said then.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week and he's missed the shot.
He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns.